this would be an indirect boo. Because audio boo is 2014 and you're still broken. I've got so many mini film reviews to do. Seriously, I've watched a lot of films. Anyway, yes, I'm in the loud, noisy bit of the street where I always tend to boo. But it's just a nice long walk down from the top of Snenton Hill near the church through the market and into Hockley. And it's my thought process time. / scaring the crap out of myself time. So, it's 2014. My phone tells me it's the 7th of January. Which is a little unnerving. How did we get there so fast already? It's just going to fly. Christmas was lovely. Got to see lots of family. Lauren was home from Qatar. And there was a baby born on Dad's side of the family. So welcome to the family, George McGee. I don't know. This year, I still haven't... I've watched Bridget Jones and I've... nearly made myself watch High Fidelity, so I'm about ready to write down those resolutions and the intended achievements for the year. But I'm not really, the only thing I'm sure of this year is that Screen 22 cannot and will not take over my life like it has done in the last year. It can't anymore. I've put everything into, and I intend to keep putting everything into, bar a little bit in reserve. A few personal developments have occurred in the last few months and they need to take priority a little bit, including time for myself. I mean, I would absolutely adore to go back to skating, but realistically, it's probably not going to happen and it breaks my heart because I really enjoyed it. I wasn't half bad. But due to timing and commitments and everything else. So hopefully this roller rink on Snenton Market for Light Night kicks into gear and I get to show off my skills then. Yeah, I can go backwards. Take that. Sorry, weird mood. Now to hit Snenton Market. Learnt the other day by Phil, of course, that there's a £6 million drop happening into Snenton. That's going to be near the markets and is all about helping grow businesses and projects and ideas and everything like that. Essentially what I've come to realise is, had I been 2 years later with the saving of Screen Room Cinema, I would have had so much help in terms of money. And that would have been bloody useful.